I wonder how I got here, but I feel my never-ending soul is cursed with immortality. But now, since I have met a woman to love, my never-ending soul will end in the break of a rose. The blood falling to the ground as the rose pieces falling to the floor. I hear a womanly yell. I turn my head to the sound as I see my true love on the ground. I rush to her aid, yet I am too late as I see my true love lied on the ground.
As I get up to call for help, I hear footsteps in my chamber. I don't know what's happening. I ask myself if the curse never in a nightmare. I go towards the noise that open my chamber door. The creaking in the wood gets louder and louder as the door opens wider and wider. A man comes out of the shadow and says, "It's you." I scream at the top of my lungs, "Did you kill her?" And the man says, "No, you did. You killed her. You killed your true love because of your cursed soul."
As I went to grab the man to strike, he vanished out of sight. I walked out of my chamber doors. I hear the creaking of my basement door. As I walk down to lower level, I hear a man bellow.
I walk down the stairs. I see a man open the door. He says, "Come here." So I went in the room and saw a tomb. This tomb was like no other. This one had a man in it that was placed there. So I went up to the coffin. Up came the man. He screamed at me, "Why did you kill her?" I said to him, "You killed her." I tried to seek vengeance. "No, you killed her. Your mind is in shock. You stabbed her 5 times and dragged her body in the living room." "No, that cannot be. I will never do such a thing like that."
"No, not you, but your cursed soul is a never-ending nightmare that is cursed, and cursed immortality. Your cursed soul killed her. You're lying." I ran after him until he vanished in the shadows. I hear a faint voice saying, "You will have to live with this for the rest of your life. So to this day, I cannot be with a woman because of my cursed soul. It will kill a woman as quick as a break of a rose."